Esther. You know what to do, just listen to Esther. Safe, positive, and fun. It's Esther Club.
Hello, and welcome to Esther Club. Live, well, not live, pre-recorded from my parents' basement. It's my favorite place to be. There is a Christmas tree in front of me. That's weird. It's March 29th. So that's weird. But it does make a really nice night light. So I'm into it. I've been here at my parents' house the last week. Some of you guys' noses, I'm fully vaccinated, so I decided that I was going to celebrate my full vaccination by flying straight to the basement. And I've just been living my best life, sleeping on a futon. I don't know what else to tell you. I have some things to share this week. So let's just get to the topics of Esther Club today, because, you know, where are they? Monday schedule. Okay, so first of all, yesterday I went to this vegan restaurant with my parents to pick up some vegan dessert. And as we were walking out of the restaurant, I noticed that there was a sushi market. A Japanese market, a Japanese grocery store. And I was like, oh my God, I've never seen that before. Like, I feel like in LA, I'm always trying to look for cool stuff like that. And I never even assumed it would be like in Evanston, Illinois, which was stupid of me because Evanston has like everything. Evanston is where Northwestern University is. And it's just like one of my favorite places. So I was staring at this Japanese grocery market, like, wow, like, oh my God. And I open the car door because we're leaving, and I get in the car, and then I hear my dad up ahead like, hey. And I'm like, what? And I look up in the car and I'm like, I'm in the wrong car. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. I close the door and I just walk away. And then the woman sticks her head out and she's like, oh, are you looking for new parents? I was like, thank God she's nice. Because if someone fucking got into my car, which has happened to me before, by the way, in fucking Brentwood of all places. I forgot why I was in Brentwood one night. And some drunk group of people just opened my car door and like, are you the Uber? I'm like, no, get out. And they're like, well, can you still be our Uber? I'm like, no. I was so aggressive. But so I guess the worst case scenario would be getting into my car. No, but those people were drunk jerks. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And just like beelined away. And she just was like this nice... And it was a BMW, which is not the kind of car my parents drive. Like, it just, I don't know how it happened, but it was a little bit scary. Also, on the same note, I went to what my family is calling the Bizarro House. What is the Bizarro House? I am about to tell you. So, the house I grew up in was built in the 50s, and, we found online this past year a bizarro version of our house. So we found a house that was built by the exact same builders, and it was the exact same house. Like, literally, it's identical. The floor plan, like, because we saw it, it was up for sale, so we could like look through all the pictures and we're like, holy shit, this is our exact fucking house. Like, what a trip. Like, to see that. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced anything like that. But, like, you know, this neighborhood of Skokie, like, everything was built in the 50s. So, like, everything, it has a very similar style. But we had never seen, basically, that the house, the neighborhoods are uniform. Like, the houses are very similar, whereas in LA, like the neighborhood that I live in, every house is different. And in fact, every neighborhood I've lived in LA, one house is extremely different from the next. It's very eclectic. But here in Skokie, every house is like, it fits in like a painting. Like, it just, they all look similar. They fit together. And I always say, I think that's why I really like Palm Springs, because Palm Springs was built up in the 50s and it's very similar, but just like the California version of Skokie. So we find this house and over the like some point last year during the pandemic that is our exact build, which we had never seen before. And so when I got here, my dad was like, we need to go to the Bizarro house. And I was like, oh my God, I forgot. Yeah, we do. So we drove to the Bizarro house, which is what we're calling it, obviously, because, you know, Seinfeld, which I don't know if that's technically the right term, but it kind of is, right? Like, it's the Bizarro house. So, of course, day of, my dad is, like, too tired to go, which is always the case. Like, that's why I have problems. My dad is always abandoning plans. So my mom and my sister, we drive there. We pull up and we're just like, holy shit, like, that's it. Like, it's our fucking house. And we're just like looking like from the car, you know, we drive past back and forth a couple times, like just really trying to look on the sides of the house. And I notice that the basement window is open, which it's the middle of spring. Like, I'm sorry. It's technically legally spring on the books, but it's fucking winter in Chicago right now. Like, it's cold. Like, nobody has their window open. And I'm like, that's weird. Like, it's all the way open. I'm like, I think there's workers in there. And sure enough, like, I look and I see someone who looks like they're like maybe like mopping a floor or something like that. And I'm like, oh, this house did recently sell. Like, maybe they haven't moved in yet. And then we notice that the front door is open. And I'm like, and my mom's like, do you want to go ask them if you can go in? I'm like, I don't know. Like, and then this like wave came over me where I was just like, fuck it. Like, I need to live my life. I can't just, every time I get an opportunity, I can't just go, oh, let's just go home. No, I'm fucking seizing the day. I got out of the car. I slowly walk up to the front door. I peek in. I don't hear anyone. I open the door. I walk in. Nobody hears me. And I'm just like, first of all, I'm just standing in. I just walked into a house. Second of all, it's my fucking house. I'm like, there's my room. The banister's different. Like, it was just like a magical feeling. Like, there's the kitchen. Like, the layout was identical. It was inch by inch, the exact fucking same house. And I just stood there like, almost like dumbfounded. Like, and I wanted to reach in for my phone and take a picture, but I like couldn't. I was so overcome with emotions and like, almost like pride for just like busting in, and then like weird feelings, and I was in Bizarro world. And I froze. And so then, like, after standing there for God knows how long, you know, it could have been 20 seconds, could have been 5 minutes. I don't know. I couldn't move. I just kind of like leaned in and just stood right there. I ran out and I ran back to my mom and I was like, I went in. I saw it. It was just like our house. And my mom's like, well, go ask if you can come in. And I was like, well, okay. Which I took my mom's advice, of course, like an idiot. And I walk up to the window and I peek in. I'm like, hey, like, I live up the street and, we have the same house. Is it okay if we come in? And the guy's like, no. He's like, I'm not the owner. You have to talk to the owner. And I was like, okay. And then I just like circled the perimeter. Like, I went to the backyard, you know, just wanted to check it out. And then I just left and I was like, why the fuck did I ask? I should have just, of course, my stupid sister's like, they could have shot you. I'm like, what? We don't have stand your ground laws in Illinois, do we? How do I even know what that is? But that's like if you walk, I guess in some states, if you walk into someone's house, they can shoot you, which honestly makes sense to me. Like, I kind of understand that to a degree. Like, if somebody walked into my house, I think I would shoot them. Like, and this is like, it's weird. Like, I don't think if I walk into someone's house, their first instinct would be to shoot me, because I'm like a really short, girl. I just don't think like that, although maybe they think I'm like from the movie The Ring and like I'm like Samara, but I just didn't really feel that endangered. I really do wish I would have gone all the way because I knew the workers were in the basement. I think I should have just walked. That's what's so crazy. Here's what's so crazy is I'm in my head, I remember being like, I know the workers are in there, but I like, where are they? But I knew exactly where they were because I know the fucking layout of the house. So then also, as soon as I had asked them if I could come in and they said no, they actually left the house and locked it up. And then I was like, holy shit, what if I had run upstairs in the Bizarro house and then the workers left and I was like locked in? I mean, you could let yourself out of a house, but I don't know. I feel like getting trapped in the Bizarro house, like, that was another... There's a Twilight Zone episode in here somewhere, is what I'm trying to really articulate. I do feel lately like I need to make a Twilight Zone episode out of, like, every little storyline in my life. Like, I have a friend who is maybe going to start running a baseball card shop, and I was like, that there's a Twilight episode there for sure. I know there is. So that's the story of the Bizarro house. I'm really curious if people listening have ever had an experience like that, where they grew up in a house where there's multiple versions of it, or if like they grew up in a neighborhood where all the houses are different, or just any, I'm just really curious. So I'm in the Chicago area. My childhood best friend was also here. We ended up going to an outdoor dining brunch experience. Why did I refer to it as that? We wanted to go to a different neighborhood and branch out and just like support a different community. So we went to Pilsen, which is a very Mexican neighborhood. And we also just like, we're like, let's get some really great chilaquiles. So we went to Pilsen. We had brunch at this place called Pilsen Yard. And I have to say that the outdoor dining situation, I don't know if it's all over the city, I don't know if it was just this restaurant, but like that shit works. Like, they have heated tables, heated floors, and then like kind of like a covering. It just was, we were outside, but it was hot as fuck in like 35 degree weather. We got too hot. We had to have them turn it down, which I was very impressed with. I was just like, okay, outdoor dining, like, okay. Okay, pandemic lifestyle, which I'm very grateful for. That's another thing, like, I want to share this with you guys for a second. Like, I'm on top of everything. And I know the pandemic is not fucking over. We're just at like a new version of it where some of us are vaccinated and, is that all? I don't know. Some of us are vaccinated, but I feel really grateful that like we are where we are. And I really have been thinking a lot about everyone affected by the pandemic and just how fucked it all is. And you know, I was watching 60 Minutes last night about like, there's a lot of smart people who think that like COVID is from a lab, which, you know, I have a lot of conspiracy theory people in my life who are like, it's from a lab, and I was like, that doesn't matter to me right now. Like, what matters to me is that you stay home, cover your face, and shut the fuck up. Like, that wasn't really the time to discuss that. Like, it didn't matter. What mattered was, like, everybody staying safe and keeping everyone else safe. But, I don't know, it was just interesting to me to hear that, like, on 60 Minutes, they're talking about this disease being manufactured. And I'm like, that's when I'll start paying attention. When that's on 60 Minutes, like, I'm like, okay, I'll listen. That's not a conspiracy theory anymore. That's hard-hitting, solid journalism that I trust. Where was I going with all this? I really had this strong feeling of like, wow, so much can change in 1 year. And I think about that, like looking at March of 2019, March of 2020, March of 2021, and especially like how different life was in March of 2020 from all other lives that we've had. And then how different it was again in March of 2021, where we're like, oh my God, there's vaccines, and like, just like the end in sight that I never saw I'm kind of seeing, and I think it's like crazy how, I don't know. And so anyways, I put that through like my Esther filter, and I was like, it's really inspiring to know how much can change in 1 year. The whole world can change in 1 year. So what can you change in yourself in 1 year? I think it's like pretty much anything. Like if that much can change about the whole fucking world, and it just got me thinking like, how can I apply that to myself? And I'm like, wow, like maybe Sleepover by Esther in 1 year will be a huge success. Maybe it won't be. And like, maybe that's not the way my life is going to change a year from now. But I just really like think like taking that and applying it and being open-minded with it. Like, who knows? Who knows? I really like being here in the Midwest. You guys know, I just love it here. I love the people. I love the food. I love the weather. I'll say it. I like the burst of cold air. Oh, it does. The weather does suck, but it has its moments of like energizing you, and the air quality is so much better. Anyways, I don't need to like sing my song about how much I love the Midwest. You guys know. You guys know. One thing that has been so annoying about being here. And I love my family, but, and I'm only sharing this because I know there's people who relate. My mom will not stop asking me, when am I getting married? And she has every right. I've been engaged for 2.5 years, I think. It could be longer. In fact, it might be 3.5 years. But she just keeps asking me, when are you getting married? What about this kind of wedding? What about, here's a reason you should get married. Da, 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 da. I don't have, it's like no matter what you ask, no matter what you say, whether it's my mom asking, my sister, my best friend, or, you know, I have no answer. I have no rush to get married. I don't care about weddings. I didn't grow up caring about weddings. I might just like randomly get really inspired and be like, I want to have a Back to the Future themed wedding. Let's plan it real quick. We'll do it. I don't know. I don't know if it's like my age bracket of being like a 33-year-old millennial. Like, I don't see the point of weddings, like of marriage. I like being in a partnership and I like that, but I'm also not religious, so I don't know. I just don't really get it. Like, I don't even think it saves you money on your taxes. Like, if it did, I'd at least go for that argument, but I don't even think that's on the table anymore. I need to call my accountant and be like, do you want me to get married? You tell me. Another really awkward conversation that came up since I've been home is I don't know how, but when my family is together, we just find the most awkward topic possible and we just go for it. And I honestly feel like it's the combination of my mom's personality and my dad's personality. And then like me bringing it out of them, we find the most awkward topics and we hit the ground running. And this week's was, what outfit do you want to be buried in? And I don't remember how my mom, she said it so funny. She just all matter of fact to my dad. I was like, well, what do you want to spend the rest of eternity in? Like, I don't know. I forgot. I wish I was remembering how she worded it. I think I recorded her saying it somewhere. So, but we had that conversation. My mom told me don't go out and buy anything for her to wear. My dad couldn't really give a straight answer. He just told us what his parents said about the subject. And I guess in the Jewish religion, some people are buried in a sheet. I almost want to look that up. Like, I'm kind of like, what? Is that true? Jewish people buried in sheets. Like, I don't feel like that's right. Sorry. Okay. Oh, bodies of deceased Jews are dressed by the. Okay. Maybe that is. How are Jewish people buried? Washed. The deceased is buried in a simple pine coffin wearing a white shroud. Okay. Okay. Oh, I don't remember what. Oh, I know how this fucking came up. Of course, my dad. My dad's like, "Do you use Zoom?" And I was like, "Yeah, of course I use Zoom." And then he's like, "Do you ever stop using Zoom?" And I was like, "I don't know what you're trying to say to me right now." And he's like, "I exhume." You ever exhume? So if you can't catch my drift, he was making a joke that the word exhume is like exiting Zoom. But the word exhume is also digging up a buried body. Anyways, what is this show? Why? Why do we do this? He also fucking got me all fucked up and out of whack. Because he's like, you know, he's looking out in the yard. He's like, you know, years ago, I buried a box in this yard with a bunch of my things. And just walks away. And I'm like, oh, now I'm on a fucking treasure hunt. Now I don't know if he's lying or not. And like, do I have to dig up this whole backyard? I can hear, they're watching American Idol upstairs. And honestly, it sounds like a really good singer. That's my time. That's it for me. You guys, thanks for listening and watching to Esther Club. I do really enjoy having this space to just kind of say whatever the fuck I'm thinking and feeling and is going on in my life. I'm glad you guys are into it too. Comment, like, subscribe, do the things I wanna do. Wear your hair just for him. Okay. That's a song that came to my mind. If you don't get them, wishing. Okay. I'm going to stop singing. You guys know my favorite gummies are eatbehave.com. Use code Esther for free shipping. They're low sugar gummies. I've been eating them every single night since I've been here. I have like 5 after every meal. They just like end a meal for me and they're no sugar. So they're great. And they're sour gummies and regular. Eatbehave.com. Code Esther for free shipping. Sleepoverbyester.com. There's like a handful of the medium Taco Bell hoodies left. Let me know if you guys want me to restock the Taco Bell again. I'm like sort of considering it because I feel like Taco Bell collection is going to be like my most favorite collection that people love. But I'm also really excited about the new development. So sleepoverbyester.com. If you're interested in that, there might be a few shirts. And that's it. I've been Esther. See you next week. Maybe. Here's Pepper. Hi, Pepper. Do you want to say hi? Are you going to say hi? Come here. Come here. This dog is impossible. Goodbye. Say positive and fun. It's Esther Club.